Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and is assistant to the worldwide promoter of the Dominican laity. Her preaching is entitled Stumbling Home.
Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. He will not always chide, nor does he keep his wrath forever. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us. Obviously, this isn't the whole psalm, but this is the part that we'll hear at Mass today. And you know, it could almost have been written by the central figure in today's gospel, the prodigal son, after he came back to a father who pardoned all his iniquities, who didn't deal with him according to his sins. It's just a wonderful, wonderful psalm for Lent, for this period when we're invited to take stock. We're asked to clear up at least some of the messes we make in our lives. We're asked to remember and bless the Lord for all his benefits. One word here might give us pause. It's that word fear, his kindness toward those who fear him, because unfortunately, we automatically think of that as a state of being frightened, even though we know perfectly well that fear of God isn't being frightened of God. It's awe. It's being overwhelmed by his greatness. You know what the book of Proverbs says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We have to recognize how small we are, how insignificant, but then we recognize too, and here's where wisdom comes into the picture, that feeble as we are, God loves us so much that he comes among us and is insulted and marginalized and betrayed and tortured and killed just so that we can ultimately share his glory. In the past few days, we've been hearing news stories about violence and rejection, and maybe the worst of all, indifference. Every week, every day brings us news of these sins and their effect on society. Every day, there are reminders that we've wandered far from home, and it's not, as we had hoped, roses all the way. But the very minute we come back, the minute God sees us stumbling towards him, saying, I got it wrong, I don't deserve to be part of your family, what does he do? He runs to greet us. He crowns us with kindness and compassion. Prodigal sons and daughters, but we're never less than welcome when we do come back, grubby and shabby, to our Father. We stray over and over again, but there he is, waiting to throw a party to celebrate when we find our way home. This is our personal Easter, repeated over and over again, our small but precious resurrection. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Thank you.